Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To a team. We will discuss that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So if you don't mind, I say. Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
At FedEx Employees Credit Association, we specialize in providing financial solutions for FedEx employees and their families. We have a full suite of products and services, including savings and checking accounts, personal, auto or business loans, mortgage and home equity loans, and investment services. FedEx employees, please come take advantage of this great opportunity to service all of your financial needs. Join today. Visit FECCA.com for more information. This credit union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges in all of our locations. Stop in today for a free demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Indulge in traditional Southern favorites with today's Perks Deal. Half off lunch and dinner at Pop's Comfort Kitchen. Enjoy classic dishes like pot roast, country fried steak, or catfish, along with delicious seasoned vegetables and fresh cornbread. Just make sure you leave room for the banana pudding. A place to share laughter, conversation, and friendship, not to mention delicious comfort food. You'll feel at home when you walk in the door. All items are also available for pickup or delivery to your home or office. Get yours today.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis Group, that's who you need to go with if you are buying or selling your home. That's what Lewis did. Our good friend Lewis has been listening to the show for a long time. He was on the fence about whether or not to sell his home. Didn't know if the time was right. Didn't know if the factors were all where they needed to be. So he got with the Live Love Memphis Group, discussed the situation, and they gave him some information. With that information, he decided it was time to sell his home. They listed it on a Monday. By that next Tuesday, it was under contract for list price.
Yep, don't be intimidated by all the questions that you're asking yourself like I was before I handed my situation over to folks at Live Love. You know, telling myself I wouldn't be able to sell the house. Why even go reach out to anybody? Jennifer Carstensen and her team very quickly showed me all those questions I was asking myself. I was fooling myself. All I was doing was sitting on a fence. I needed to get off of it. I'm glad I got with the right people. You should too. Lewis did. I did. Many others have. Give him a call, 901-685-6000. Again, ask for Jennifer Carstensen. She's going to tell you exactly what to do. They can give you a virtual tour. You can do a virtual tour of your house. You show her everything. She'll see it, make a quick synopsis of everything, put you at the price you want. That thing's going to be sold. It's going to be sold quickly. Mine was in 6 days. And again, this is a home I thought I wouldn't be able to sell. Give them a call, 901-685-6000, or you can check them out online at livelovememphis.com.
All right, so a couple of things in the NBA that we need to touch on. We've been talking college football a lot today, and we will continue that with Ivan Mizell
in the next segment. He has a new podcast out called Down and Distance, where he is going to sort of look at college football through a historical lens. Right, he's going to take the biggest moments and the best stories over the last 150 years.
Celebrating 150.
Yeah, I think some of the episodes he's got coming out, some are about Jimmy Johnson. Some of them are, at least one episode is about Jimmy Johnson. One episode is about Michael Vick, you know, and exploring, I think specifically, you know, the black college quarterback, you know, and just how he sort of revolutionized the perception, you know, of quarterbacks and their race in college football. So that's certainly going to be an interesting episode. So we will talk to Ivan Mizell about all of that in the next segment. But for right now, a couple things with the Grizzlies we need to get to. Dwight Howard is allegedly a Grizzly. And I say allegedly because I don't think anybody's ever seen him in Memphis. Has anybody seen him in a Grizzlies T-shirt? Has anybody seen any evidence other than, like, Twitter accounts? And maybe there's been an email, I don't know, that Dwight Howard is a member of the Memphis Grizzlies.
I'm surprised the dentist or doctor or something hadn't told you that he's over there on Southwind looking at houses.
Guy Veller?
Is that who it was?
That was Guy Veller.
That was the Shaq. That was the Shaq one, right?
And he's been in hiding ever since. I don't know if he's still practicing.
Because you put him out there and you said, Guy says Shaq's coming.
He said that publicly. He tweeted me publicly. I don't think it was a direct message. I think it was public. You know what? When you say things like that, you got to be held accountable.
We'd see Dwight. He'd stick out like a sore thumb around here.
Yeah. It was funny because it all happened the day after. I'm pretty sure it was July 5th.
And he'd been laying low too, haven't he? Another thing about Dwight. Remember when we talked about him when the Grizzlies attained his rights? But do we remember the last Dwight story we talked about before they attained the right story?
Yes.
Okay, it was lay-low time for Dwight Howard. Okay.
He had...
A woman had... something had accused...
It was a man.
A man that...
Became a woman.
Right. But again, is that a man or a woman?
Well, I'm not sure. Booty-eating brother, bro.
Brad.
Brad?
We have to be very sensitive.
Brad?
We have to be very sensitive about this topic. It's 2019.
Okay.
It had accused.
No, you can't call it. You can't call him or her an it. You cannot say it.
Say it's a man.
You can't say it. You cannot say it.
Yeah, yes, you can when you're not. You say it about your unborn child. I just heard you the other day say it.
Well, that's because that's unborn and it doesn't exist. You know, it is like dehumanizing.
No, I want to be careful here.
They.
You call him a man, but he dresses and as a woman, right?
Yes.
And so you call him a man. Is that not disrespect to that dude who thinks he's a woman?
Okay, well.
I'm not trying to disrespect dude.
I don't know.
Even though I don't get that.
Dude.
No, I said it. So I stay completely out of it. You understand what I'm saying? There's no opportunity for offense there. You understand? I'm giving you both. Whatever you get, you figure it out.
It.
You understand what I'm saying?
You think it.
This
is not,
I mean, this is a real.
Than him.
Look, I want to take the joking. Maybe we should, because it's a sense of take the joke out of it in the sense that. Look, man, you know where come on, bro. You calling him a man, is that not disrespect? Man thinks he's a woman.
I don't know.
Man says he's a woman.
I don't know how.
Dwight, you got us all confused. We can't even talk about you. You see, that's why he had to lay low.
He was accused by someone of doing something.
That's better than both of us. Better than it.
And then he missed the season with a butt injury.
It's a true story, but I know it doesn't sound good.
But he missed the season with a gluteal injury.
And you keep saying, accused. But he missed the season, old funny man.
I'm not that was.
You want to do all your play on word stuff in
that,
here?
No, that was.
Yeah,
not,
you
that
do.
Was
I know what you're doing over there.
But
that was not a. Again,
come
this
on.
Is,
this is about Dwight and what the Grizzlies going to turn it into. You understand? Not about his past.
Yeah, you've gotten all hung up.
Stop judging him.
You've gotten all hung up on the circumstances around him. You know.
Well, I said he's been. Laying, that's why you hadn't seen him.
I don't think he's been on Instagram or Twitter.
He's been laying low.
I think he turned his comments off, all that stuff, which I think is probably, again, live your life the way you want to live it, brother. Ain't nobody here to judge you. But those are just real facts and things that happen. At any rate, the Grizzlies did acquire him in a trade on July 5th with the Washington Wizards. They traded C.J. Miles to the Wizards, opted in. He actually opted in January. He opted into his contract in January, which was a full 180 days before he was allowed to do that. And so they traded him to the Wizards and saved $3.1 million in the process. Since then, you haven't really heard or seen anything from Dwight Howard, mostly because I don't think there's any expectation at all that he will be on the roster. The latest news came yesterday from Shams, who said that the Grizzlies are allowing Dwight Howard to talk to the Lakers. The Lakers need a center because Boogie Cousins – is obviously going to miss the year with a torn ACL.
Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. I've got somebody saying, I can't say it. That's offensive.
Yeah, you can't say it. But again, we've moved on. I apologize. You apologize.
I usually typically give it to what you want to be. Okay.
What?
Typically give you that respect. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Particularly if you've had some sort of, a surgery or something too. That's what mine is rooted in respect. John's was not.
I was not trying to be disrespectful. I don't.
Julie, please don't get on John.
I don't know what the.
I was trying to be as respectful as possible.
I don't know what the appropriate reference is. I'm always confused by that. So
did that ever get settled up? By the way,
no, it didn't get settled up.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think Dwight Howard ever came out and said anything.
Do you think he ever suits up for the Lakers this season? Because they clearly need a big.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think so.
Then he's going to have to face this.
He is not going to have to face it. He is not going to have to face anything. But what I mean, come on, people. It's a personal matter. He's not going to. Somebody might ask him one question about it.
Yeah, in the locker room, that's where it's all. Yeah.
Oh, in the locker room, yes. There and in the games, right? Like I thought you meant like from the media.
No.
No, you're right. No, that's he's not going to be able to escape
it. In the locker room.
He is not going to be able to escape the story. I'm not saying it as in the person. I'm saying it as in the story. Now,
clearly, I've only offended there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Even though you call him a man, which he's clearly not trying to be.
But you said it as if it's like a.
It was to take myself out of the, to take, not again, not as an offensive thing here. You don't know what it was literally so as not to offend.
Right, but it is offensive, though. And you were so convinced that it was not offensive. I think that's the part that was offensive, is how convinced you were that it wasn't. But anyway, again, Dwight Howard likely going to be a Laker.
No.
And you just don't want to move on. You just don't want to talk about this great rookie survey where there's no confusion about anything.
Get me there quickly.
Okay, so there is a rookie survey. There is a rookie survey over at NBA.com. This is a great survey.
Yeah, we do it every year.
We do it every year. Where what happens is NBA.com, they sit down with the majority of the rookie class at the photo shoot, and they ask them a variety of questions. It's like the GM survey, right, that we talk about every year. Yeah, and so they go through all of these various questions, and I wanted to run a few of them by you and our listeners because I think you're going to like the answers
a whole lot.
This was a very, what we feel like, pivotal draft for the Memphis Grizzlies because they had multiple picks, and they got extremely lucky, extremely fortunate when they got the number 2 pick in the draft, which they used, of course, on point guard Ja Morant.
Yes, can't wait to see.
The first question, and again, these are questions that are answered by rookies.
Okay.
So it's like their peers.
Mm-hmm.
Who will be the 2019-20 Kia Rookie of the Year? Number one was Zion Williamson.
Of course.
New Orleans. But he only got 35% of the vote. Number two was Ja with 27% of the vote, which is a healthy percentage,
People are feeling our Ja could win Rookie of the Year argument. I think they're feeling it. Because, again, Zion, 280 pounds, maybe he gets down to 265, 260 for the season. But again, you're looking at something physically we haven't seen. That kind of weight, right, that kind of strength on this body with that kind of torque, right, does that hold up? We'll see. We'll see. I'm certainly not wishing poor health on him or injury on him at all, but I just wonder physically, is he going to be able to be out there 82 games this season? Because and quite frankly, because I feel like there's a good chance Ja will. Zion will have to figure that out physically. The other part about it is the usage rate for Ja. Literally every time you come down the floor, the ball will be in his hands. And if he is making others around him better, right, it's not just him having a good season, then you absolutely will be in the running for that. Zion misses any time due to injury, puts Ja even more so. But I just think people can see this. I think we saw it. We've been saying it for months now that Ja's got a shot at this, a real shot at this. You feel like certainly it's earmarked for Zion.
Yep.
But I don't know that he's going to be out there enough to win it.
Well, here's the interesting thing about this particular vote, right? Last year, by the way, the top vote getters were tied. DeAndre Ayton and Colin Sexton, 18% of the vote. In the previous 10 years.
Both of them wrong.
Yep. In the previous 10 years of the survey, the top vote getter has gone on to win the Rookie of the Year award just one time.
Hey.
That's only happened one time.
That's
and that
good
was
sign
in 2007 when it was just obvious, like, Greg Oden got hurt, and so Kevin Durant was just the obvious choice.
Only one time.
Only one time in the last 10 years. So that bodes very well.
It certainly does.
For Ja Morant, who, again, I'm not trying to say that you've predicted injury for Zion, but you have said publicly several times that you don't necessarily trust a full season of work for him.
And you know they're going to be extra careful with him, right? They're trying to figure out what he is. And again, you're talking about a dude that's walking around 280, almost 300 pounds on that frame. And with as high as he jumps and with as hard as he comes down, I mean, we literally saw how the violence, right, athletically, the damage it did to Penny Hardaway's knee.
Yep.
And just, again, so much of that was coming down on that knee over and over after these violent dunks, and eventually it catches up with you. Well, think about, okay, that athleticism, right, but with that much more weight on that body. And, again, I'm not telling you that Zion's not going to have a productive, healthy career. He might. But I just wonder if until they get him to a weight they're comfortable at.
Yeah, I agree.
If there's not some management with him, which would in turn give, you know, Job more opportunity because he'll be out there more minutes, more balls, and, you know, more ball in his hands.
And frankly, it doesn't matter if you're on a good team or not, you know. And
absolutely,
honestly, the worse your team is, honestly, the better chance you have of winning the award because you're just going to be able to put up numbers.
The problem is, you know how these media guys vote. They're going to see New Orleans on television, 30 times this year on nationally televised games? He'll just be in their heads, Joe.
Well, that's
right?
True.
And they'll determine it before this thing even starts and maybe not go back and actually break the numbers down. The problem will be you've just been saturated with Zion,
right,
in these national television games that I think most of the media will feel the need to go that way. Hopefully it plays itself out on the court. And again, Ja gives you his resume is just a rookie of the year resume, and it plays out that way. But I do worry that there'll be some saturation, and you'll just pick him because he's Zion.
I think that's definitely
that national media.
That's definitely a danger. There are some more questions though that I wanted to run by you. What was Dwight Howard's accuser's gender? I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
which rookie will have the it wasn't an accuser, by the way. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't use that word. It wasn't an accuser. Maybe it was. I don't know. What word would you have used for that?
Accuse him of having a relationship with him.
Okay, so in some ways it was an accuser. Anyway, we're off that forever and ever. Amen. Which rookie will have the best career? The top vote getter will surprise you. It was Cam Reddish.
What? Really?
Cam Reddish got the vote. Now, it was close, but 19% of the vote. He got Ja Morant again, second place, with 16% of the vote. And here's the disparity. Here's the crazy part. Zion only got 5% of the vote here.
Wow.
People think Zion will have the best rookie year, but they don't think he will go on to have maybe not best rookie year is the right word, but they think he'll win the award, but they don't think he'll necessarily go on to have a great career.
I wonder if the expectation level is just too high, you know, in most folks' eyes, in terms of, you know, we've kind of stamped him with the he's going to change the game, he's the next LeBron, and I just wonder if, at least according to his peers, they feel like there's no way he's going to reach that height.
Yep.
Again, these are all the rookies answering these questions, right? So I have to think that they think the expectation, that bar has been set too high for him. I know we've all crowned him. There's no question about it. You say he's the craziest phenom you've seen, you know, just in terms of athletically and on that size that we've seen since LeBron. But doesn't sound like they've got they're thinking it's going to last over a 14-15 year career.
Yep.
I am surprised to see that it's Cam Reddish on the front though.
Yep.
And I know he's got all the potential in the world. 6'8", can shoot it, can dribble it. He's got all the skill set. There's no question about it. But did you see anything at Duke that? And again, I know that
just the physical tools. That's about it.
It's all based in potential. It's all based in. But he's done it less so in terms of resume than Ja has. So I don't know. You could make an argument he's in a better spot right now. But I am surprised that Cam Reddish is the pick there.
Just a few more that we're gonna run through here. Which rookie is the best defender? Matisse Thybulle, I think is how you say his name, the Philadelphia rookie. Brandon Clark did get 8% of the vote.
I was going to say, Brandon should be on that list at least.
Yeah.
Have some votes.
And he was. So Brandon Clark got some love there. Which rookie is the best defender? Zion Williamson with 87% of the vote was voted most athletic. Brandon Clark got the next most votes at 8%. So which rookie is the best playmaker?
That's Ja.
It's obviously Ja. He got 40% of the vote.
Excellent.
And then let me see if there is any more. There might be one more. That was all in terms of like the superlatives for players. They went on to ask what's going to be the biggest adjustment for you playing in the league. Like, they don't know yet. They haven't played a game yet. So that kind of is a silly question. There was one last interesting one. Who is your favorite player in the NBA, or who's your favorite player in the league? Who do you think got the top vote getter got 38% of the vote? Who was it?
Favorite player in the league?
Yeah.
LeBron.
It was LeBron. Number two was Kevin Durant. three was a tie, Kawhi Leonard and Damian Lillard. And then
– man, where's Giannis?
Giannis got no votes. Yeah. Steve Nash got a vote. Somebody should tell whoever that was that he no longer plays in the NBA. Steve Nash is just an analyst for TNT, which I'm excited about. Did you hear about that?
Which one of these rookies voted Steve Nash?
I'm assuming a white one. We Tyler Hero, maybe. Dylan Windler. I think it was Dylan Windler, the kid from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Didn't he go to Belmont?
Yeah, that sounds like.
Yeah, I think it was. Familiar. I think he's our prime suspect.
Sound like something you tried to sneak in.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But anyway, I think the biggest takeaway here is that two things. One, you can't call that person it. And two,
that was a mistake.
Two, good reviews, at least the Grizzlies among their peers of rookies appear to have had a really nice draft.
Mistake. But you will say that calling him a man, which he doesn't want to be, probably more disrespectful. No?
I don't.
I say he's going to be a man.
That is not what I said. That
yes, you did.
No,
I mean, that's essentially
not
what you're saying.
What are you?
He's a man out of this. He's a man.
What are you saying when you say it?
You're like, I'm gonna keep calling him Cassius Clay.
Like it's a lab subject.
You say I'm gonna keep calling him Cassius Clay. He's changed his name to Muhammad Ali. You won't respect the name change.
Well, again, it's not any. You are not any better for referring to.
I was trying to get out of it. It is really, you said I couldn't see that it's offensive. I can absolutely see where it would be. You said that's the most offensive thing I did. You did the most offensive things. I'm going to call him a man.
I did not. I did that one time, and I moved off of it.
I can't do this anymore with you.
Well, I don't think we'll ever have to discuss this story again.
Every time Dwight comes up, we got to discuss it.
He's not going to come up ever again, probably.
In the trade.
Dude, okay, I promise we don't have to talk about that story anymore. Like, we could just discuss it on a merit. Like, man, how do you think he'll fit in with the Lakers? You know what I mean?
Man, Dwight just needs to stay low-key, stay out of trouble.
He's done a good job of staying low-key. He's done a very good job of that. Like, he hasn't come to Memphis. Like, he hasn't posted anything about Memphis. Like, he has been totally low-key.
I guess you think he's going to go over there and unseat JaVale McGee.
Well, it ain't going – I mean, yeah. I actually think he'll – that's what they think. They need – well, first of all, they need depth. That's the most important thing. They need somebody behind – they need somebody to come off the bench.
Brad, get us out of here. This man's struggling.
All right. We will come back. Ivan Mizell is going to join us.
We both are.
We will talk to him about college football and the podcast that he's working on. Memphis, Alabama, Florida,
CFB.
All that. When we come back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I love the real estate business. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time. What I love is having people ask me how some houses sell so quickly and others sit. That's an easy answer. Any agent can sit and tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to know. I give you options and alternatives. I'm a firm believer in preparation, presentation, and proper pricing. We discuss that and my unique Shell Bucks option. Beating your competition down the street or around the corner is the name of the game. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate agents and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why my strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You'll find out why people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Done, Rosengarten. 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Germantown Hardware and Paint is where you can take care of everything grilling this summer. They're a Big Green Egg Platinum Authorized dealer. No one in the city has more Big Green Egg accessories, merchandise, everything than Germantown Hardware and Paints.
Yep, love our Big Green Eggs from Germantown Hardware and Paints, but that's not all they do when it comes to grills. They're the largest dealer of Weber grills in the Mid-South. They've also got the Traeger Wood Pellet Grills. They're Germantown Hardware and Paints at the corner of Germantown Road and Poplar and at germantownhardware.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, his name is Ivan Mazel. He covers college football for ESPN. He's the host of the College Football 150 Down and Distance podcast. The first episode, America Mourns Rockne, dropped this morning. It's available wherever you get your podcast. He joins us now. Ivan, how are you?
I'm great, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely.
Pleasure is ours.
Pleasure is ours. So with this particular podcast, it is interesting because it's not like the other 40 million podcasts that we have that are reacting to current events and things that just happen. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a podcast that is looking through a historical lens of the best moments and the best athletes and the best sort of events in college football. Do I have that right?
Well, yeah, the best stories, really, because, Rockne's death and funeral was certainly not a great event, but it was memorable. And what we wanted to do and what we've really tried to do throughout the entire College Football 150 project is show how the history of college football reflects the history of the country. And this story is a great example of just that.
So I guess sort of take us through this, because most of our listening audience is probably not familiar with how Newt Rockne's death and sort of life maybe shaped college football. So, you know, how would you sort of convey to our audience, you know, his impact?
Well, everybody knows the name Rockne. He was the first celebrity hero football coach. Mm-hmm. He made Notre Dame into a national brand and did it largely because the Big Ten wouldn't allow him in the league. They wouldn't take a Catholic school. So he pivoted and went national. And the whole country loved him and respected him. He was a big believer in plane travel, but it was a little early in the days of plane travel, and his plane crashed in a bad storm on March 31st, 1931. And what intrigued me about the story was it was the first funeral broadcast over radio. Hmm. And that's something that we take for granted as Americans, that when a celebrity dies, we all watch the funeral together and we all mourn together. Well, that had never happened until Rockne. And so I wanted to explore who he was and how his death and his funeral sort of telegraphed, to borrow the word, a change in the communications industry.
I was going to ask you just about quite the undertaking, what you guys have bitten off here. What's that look like in the planning stage? Like you said, you're trying to find the greatest stories over 150 years. What's that look like in the planning stages? How many heads are in that meeting when it starts? How's this all play out?
Well, the planning really began 3.5 years ago, to be honest with you.
Had to, yeah.
Yeah, and the podcast is really just the tip of the spear. Over the next few weeks, we'll begin rolling out 35 hours of new programming that ESPN has commissioned and produced. There's a documentary that will run Saturday night after the Florida-Miami game called Football Is Us, The College Game, the opening documentary. There are three series that will run beginning next month. The American Game, The Greatest, and Saturdays in the South, which will run on the SEC Network and is an 8-part, 12-hour history of the SEC.
Fantastic.
And all the series are just terrific. I'm biased, but we've had some really talented people working on them. And, again, we're just trying to use college football to tell a lot of great stories about the sport and the country.
Over at ESPN.com, last week, the 50 best college football programs over the last 150 years, that list dropped. Alabama was number one, and you guys have had a rating system for it. Was there much of a debate when you're – and I don't know how much sort of involvement you had on this particular project, but would there have been and was there much of a debate over that selection?
No, because what we did was, which we do often – at ESPN is we went to our stats and information guys and just said, come up with a formula. And they looked at the history and tried to figure out how to weigh the different eras against one another. Mm-hmm. And they came up with a formula. And, you know, it's interesting because you look at the list, and Yale is the seventh greatest program in the history of college football.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
You go, what? But if you look at the first 50 years of the sport, Yale was first.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they figured out how to weigh that so that you give history its due without it overwhelming what, you know, obviously, you know, the worst team in college football could be Yale in 1899 today. You know, you can't think of it in terms of that. It's apples and oranges. But in their time, they were a great program. So it was just a question of figuring out how to weigh one against the other.
And then you had North Dakota State. You get some FCS love. I think it was at 10, Ivan, if I'm not mistaken. So you did it at all levels and across all levels.
Exactly. And, you know, if we wanted to honor the programs that were champions. You know, we didn't say the 50 greatest FBS programs.
Absolutely.
We just said the 50 greatest programs. And we weighed the FCS and the D2 and D3, you know, programs at a lower rate than the FBS schools. But, again, we didn't want our whole college football 150 project to be just about, you know, the FBS, the sport is not about the FBS.
Oh, makes all the sense in the world. And then you've touched on, I've seen you tweet, some of these other greatest lists that you all are putting out as part of the tons of content you'll have on this. Can you tell us some? Are we doing greatest running backs, greatest quarterbacks, like those greatest lists that excite fans so much?
What we did was for the, you know, 150 greatest teams,
yep,
150 greatest games, 150 greatest coaches,
wow,
and 150 greatest players. So
wow,
we assembled a voting panel of 150 people in the sport, writers, broadcasters, former coaches, former players, administrators, and we asked them to vote. And out of that vote, we came up with these lists. We're still voting on a couple of them, but the first list, the 150 greatest teams, will roll out later this week.
Gotcha. Gotcha. It sounds fantastic. Hey, where would you put Trevor Lawrence on your list, Ivan? I know it's early.
Yeah, we did discuss that. We're trying to figure out, what do we do when this, like the 150 greatest players list is going to come out at the end of this season.
Okay, yep, okay.
And, you know, the bottom line is the players who play great in 2019 are going to get cheated, but the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, this is actually the 151st season.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the first season, and Beano Cook used to say this all the time, you know, if the first season was 1869, then the 150th season was 2018. So the Tuas and the Trevors of the world are just going to have to wait for 50 years to find out where they stack up.
We are, of course, talking to Ivan Maisel. He covers college football for ESPN, the host of the College Football 150 Down and Distance podcast. You can get that wherever you get your podcast. Back to the top 50 ranking here. Tennessee is number 14. Mm. Over the next 150 years, Ivan, I'm asking you to project a little bit here. Are they going to move up or are they going to slide out?
Yeah. Well, it's only been a rough, 12 years?
Yeah.
12 years. So, you know, we all have, we all have a little nearsightedness when it comes to things like that. And when things are not going the way you're used to going, it seems like it lasts forever. But, again, I think over the course of the history of the sport, Tennessee's acquitted itself very well. And really the strength of the program in the middle 50 years, according to what our stats and info guys said, It was the strength of Tennessee in the middle 50 years of the sport, yep. which was General Nealon's wheelhouse that got them that highly ranked.
I know you tweeted about this too, and I was a Bears fan, and it always seemed like, you know, Sid Benson had had sort of his own story, but kind of a story with a sad tone already. It obviously ends even more tragically at 30. You ever cross paths with Sid, and what a sad ending to what seemed like an already sad story, one of the greatest.
Well, I only interviewed him in group sessions.
In those sessions, okay, sure.
Yeah, I didn't know him personally, but. Seth Golden in Austin wrote a really good column about it.
Yes, he did.
And talked about how he really seemed to have begun to figure things out. But he loved how independent Benson was, and sometimes to his own detriment. But that, you know, if you mm-hmm. asked him an honest question, you got an honest answer, and that's how he just went his own way. And it's just such a shame.
You know, on this podcast, on the Down and Distance podcast, we got a chance to kind of see what you got cooking in the future for your episodes, and one of them is going to revolve around Michael Vick. Not going to ask you to give it away, but just in terms of, you know, your memory of him at Virginia Tech and just the way he dominated the sport, you know, what comes to mind when you think about Michael Vick's career?
Well, the reason I wanted to do that story is that 2000 Sugar Bowl at the end of his redshirt freshman season, people don't talk about Peter Warrick in that game, who was the most outstanding player of the game. Mm. And I think from the next morning on, all anybody remembers is what Michael Vick did. And I think he was in all the discussion, and now we don't think twice about African-American quarterbacks, but even as late as 20 years ago, there was still this sort of question about, well, they were more athletes than mm-hmm. they were quarterbacks. And I think my supposition in this podcast is that Michael put that whole line of baloney to bed. You know, I think he was such a great runner and thrower and such an incredible athlete at quarterback. You know, he could do everything. And that was the game where we first saw it, and that's what I wanted to talk about in that podcast.
Ivan, has it surprised you? I'm looking forward to that, by the way. Has it surprised you sort of what Memphis has been able to do here last 5 years, sort of sustaining this? You know, we're talking 6-7 years ago. It's a program that's looking at, hey, should we drop down? Should we cancel it all together? Has this program at all, and sort of the position it's put itself now in, is sort of maybe a jump off for a Power 5 job, hopefully for Mike Norvell? Has it impressed you?
It has impressed me because the history of Memphis football has been episodic in the sense that they've had a really good coach, but he's gone somewhere else, and the next guy, you know, comes in with his own deal, and it doesn't sustain. But Norvell's done a nice job, and, you know, I think people know enough about the American and they know enough about Memphis that if you can win there, they're going to give you a shot. You know that it's a good place for coaches to prove themselves. So then we wonder about the next guy and whether he can carry it.
Right.
Yeah, there's no question. I think Memphis, you know, they struck gold when they followed up Justin Fuente with Mike Norvell. I do want to ask you about Fuente at Virginia Tech, though, because his tenure there, I don't think it's been unanimous in sort of the job he has done. How would you assess, you know, how Justin Fuente, and again, not the easiest situation coming behind a legend the way he did, but how would you assess the job that Justin has done up at Virginia Tech?
Well, I was impressed with last season. I think the hardest part of going into a Virginia Tech situation as he did, it's not just that you're replacing a legend. It's that you're replacing a program where things were done the same way
right.
for so long that nobody remembers how to do them any other way.
Mm-hmm.
So you've really got to start over in terms of modernizing the program. You're not only bringing it to your standards, but you're bringing it to a modern standard. And that's hard to do. And, you know, for a guy like Fuente, for what, you know, Jimbo Fisher at Florida State had a leg up because he was there. And so he could slide in. But to start over as Justin did, I think the progress I saw last year made me upbeat about them.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let us know, Ivan, if you're gonna if you want to do an episode on Memphis football coming back from the dead. We would love to help you out, because that is certainly what has happened here in
it's
Memphis.
Been impressive.
Absolutely, Ivan. Appreciate the time
as
always.
Sir.
Thank you,
Jason. John, appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you.
He is Ivan Maisel. The Down and Distant podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. That would be actually a nice episode to cover. I know the audience might not be particularly as big as he might be looking for with Memphis football, but you know, I do think that's a hell of a story, the resurgence they've had.
The other point of it is it's not just having, you know, replacing coaches with another great one, right? It's the fact that they've been able to replace guys going to the NFL
and
fill huge spots. I mean, that part of it, too, has been so impressive. So glad to see that Ivan's peeping it out.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Civic models, which you made the best-selling compact car in America. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Experience the joy of a new Honda for yourself at your local Memphis area Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Type R based on IHS market calendar year-to-date March 2019 for non-luxury traditional compact car segment new retail registrations in U.S.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Ooh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe, Skechers Slip-Ons. Skechers Slip-Ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers Slip-Ons are the most comfortable, easy-to-wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with Air-Cooled Memory Foam today. Skechers, comfort included.
Tuesdays are the worst. They're all that stands between you and the downhill part of the week. But now they're a lot less worse, because Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are buy one, get one free traditional wings. So Monday, you may kick off the week. Wednesday, you may have a cool nickname. Thursday, you might be the almost weekend. But watch your back, because Tuesdays just officially became Wing Tuesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one traditional wings order and get one of equal value free. Participation and promotional details vary by location. Check in with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings to learn more about this offer.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
A sweet tooth needs to be satisfied. You gotta make that thing shut up, so you gotta get it something sweet. Head on over to Quintessential Sweets. You'll make that tooth happy. They're at 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. Like we've said the past few weeks, it's the sweetest place in Memphis. We're so happy to have them on the show. Christopher Gray is the man responsible for bringing you the most exquisite sweets in the city. You can check it out over at quintessentialsweets.com. You can see it all for yourself, a nice, beautiful selection. I've been over there. You can do it anything from the traditional right, John? The funnel cake. You got all the powdered sugar you'd love on that thing, like you get at the carnival. Fantastic. Or you can go something a little bit more unique, like their fantastic homemade banana pudding ice cream. I hope it's coming out sounding so good when I say it, John, because that's how it tastes.
Well, it does sound good.
Knock you off your feet.
It does sound good. And you know what? It is really, really hot outside, so there is no better time for a frozen treat than right now. They got the flavored snow, which is a twist on Italian ice. It's made in-house. You can get it in several different flavors like strawberry lemonade, mango, blue raspberry, cherry, and many more. Also, you got to try the dipped cheesecake on a stick. Every treat imaginable under the sun is on the menu at Quintessential Sweets.
Get you some of that unicorn snow. Green apple, Jolly Rancher, strawberry lemonade, flavored snow, all those layers layered in another layer. Can't have enough layers of pineapple sorbet, all non-dairy, all so good. It's all good over at Quintessential Sweets. Again, you can check them out at quintessentialsweets.com. They're at 2811 Bartlett Boulevard, or give them a call at 901-361-3449.
All right, so we have a few things that we need to touch on. Including, and I can't believe we've gone this long in the show without getting to it, but friend of the show, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, got married.
Oh. To the longtime girlfriend?
To his longtime girlfriend, Lauren. I do not know how to say her last name, so I don't even want to attempt to say it, but it's like Hashian.
Lauren Hashian.
Yeah, Lauren Hashian.
What was the holdup?
You know,
he's had babies with her, right?
Yeah,
right.
They've had several children together. I don't know. You know, you can never, you know, when you've been married once before.
Was it the prenup? Was that the whole up?
I'm assuming when you've been married once before, you know, you would try ideally to take your time on doing it again.
Locke was married?
Yes, he was married to Danny Garcia, which oddly enough, he now is partnered with. Danny Garcia is one of his partners on 7 Bucks Productions. Like, look it up. And his personal trainer is her husband.
Okay. Oh. So it's still kind of in the family. Oh.
Dave Rienzi is his personal trainer, and it's his ex-wife's husband now. So, you know, that certainly is something, right?
Yeah, I'd say.
that is very interesting.
That group.
It is. Mm. But I think it goes to show you, like, the trust. You know, Jason certainly doesn't have that kind of a relationship with Kiva or any other ex he's got. You know, so I think The Rock's showing you a few things.
I don't know why you.
As usual.
Gary does it as well. Y'all, you know, we're married men now. He brings up Cookie with you quite a bit.
Yep.
And you continue to bring up Kiva. I'm happily married 10 years.
Well, so is the Rock is now happily married too. And he still has a. Dude, he is in business with his ex.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely not on that level.
If I'm feeling you, Jason, it's a little off limits in a way.
Brad, I think you know exactly what
I'm
saying.
I'm trying to read the room here.
I think you know the point is moved on, bro.
Well,
yet you keep bringing up the old flame.
Are you saying The Rock hasn't moved on?
No. My thing is that you just continue to bring up Kiva's name.
Oh, well, that's the only one I know.
I've moved beyond that.
I know, so many decades beyond. I know, because you haven't let me into your life like that. I don't know another ex-girlfriend's name. So it's the only one
I can. I'm not giving you any more of them because you're going to keep bringing them up on the damn show. Okay?
Okay, all right, that's fair. Yeah. So can we get a congratulations?
Faith, everything, faith.
What would be your advice to The Rock, man, as he embarks on his second marriage?
Well, looks like she's about 13 years younger than he is, isn't it?
Yeah.
About.
And don't you think, with, you know, the veins popping out like they do on him, there's probably a little bit of abuse of maybe some supplements or anything like that.
Have you not had enough today?
So if there's been, John,
unbelievable.
Again, if there has been any of
this
that.
This dude is accusing the Rock of being on the woods.
You got to be careful about, you know, how hard she pushes you because you don't want to have an overload.
I do think The Rock had gyno surgery.
What?
What does that entail?
His breasts. I think he had
pectoral surgery.
Pecs, John.
No, look it up. It's called gyno. It's called like that's the procedure. Yeah, you gotta look it up.
But that's pectoral surgery.
Yeah, look it up. I mean, it is. But he has
breast implants?
No. He doesn't have breast implants. He had breast removal.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, because he used to. You know, I don't know if it was from his football playing days or whatever, but he used to be very beefy, right? And
so you would say he had a reduction. You just said he removed his breast, John.
Well, he had a reduction, yeah.
So, yeah.
He had a reduction.
Okay. Oh.
That's wording has been very poor on
look
this.
Look it
segment.
Up. Look it up. Just Google it. You will see. You'll see a difference.
I believe it. It's a reduction, though. It's not a removal of his breasts.
Well, no, it's not a total removal of his breasts.
Okay.
But right. There we go.
It's a partial. It's a partial rule. Therefore, a reduction, same thing. Again, we did not. You said your advice to The Rock on his second marriage was
take
to not do steroids?
No, it's take it easy. Because I got a feeling he's loaded up. and anything that could push him over the, he could, Johnny could explode. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't think that's in any danger.
Does that make any sense?
It actually appears like Lauren had pectoral surgery too. Interestingly enough.
Well, maybe what? the reverse though is what you're saying.
Maybe so.
That's okay.
Happy for the Rock. Not gonna hate on the Rock on
no
a day
doubt.
On a day that you know a day right. after you do whatever it is.
It looks like it was a very beautiful ceremony in Hawaii.
Looks very small and private.
Yep. I mean, Kevin Hart was not invited. It looks like you know how tight the Rock and Kevin Hart are. Mm. You know, so no,
you do.
Apparently, well, they've already made several movies together. They've made three movies together: Jumanji, the sequel to Jumanji, and one of the greatest films of all time, Central Intelligence.
I mean, this is news you'd be giddy about. You put this picture of those two together right next to the picture of you and Sam up on the living room wall.
No. I wasn't invited. I mean, if I was invited or something like that, I think it'd be different. But
right next to the Rock quote to you on Twitter.
That no longer hangs up.
Oh.
Yeah, that got taken down. Well, because our roof caved in our rental, and it took the picture down. Oh. Yeah.
Sorry to hear
about
that.
A few years ago. But I still have it. It just doesn't hang up anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But anyway, congratulations to the Rock. And then one more story, though, before we get to the checkout time. Ezekiel Elliott caught wind of Jerry Jones's
comment. Yeah, we've been talking about this.
Comment. We talked about it.
I saw this.
Do we still have the audio?
Yeah, I have it here.
Jerry Jones. Yeah. This is the remarks that Jerry Jones made about Ezekiel Elliott. This is after Tony Pollard had a great day.
Yes.
Over the weekend.
Another great one.
Is Pollard your best negotiator with Zeke?
Who?
Pollard.
Zeke who?
Don't. He's got your camera.
We're having fun. We're having some fun. But it's not at your expense.
But seriously, just talk about what he's done and just continue to show.
He just, now I will say this, that was a critical blitz pickup that got our quarterback killed. You got to be able to make that block.
Okay.
But what's amazing for him to come in here, and he hadn't done that much. He knows exactly what to do, and he knows how to do it. So it is. He goes out there, and he plays to that level, and he's going to be, if he continues this through the next several weeks, he's going to be right in the middle of it early.
Yeah, so that was Jerry Jones.
Talking about Tony Pollard.
Yep, talking about Tony Pollard and Memphis product. Ezekiel Elliott caught wind of this. He's training in Cabo.
I took that hey, him and Ezekiel must be on good terms. Are you willing to joke about that? But apparently Ezekiel didn't take it that way at all, John.
No, it sounds as though he took it the opposite way. And now, according to ESPN, Ezekiel Elliott is irked.
Yes, his agent, Ezekiel Elliott's agent, has said that they thought it was disrespectful. I didn't think it was funny, and neither did Zeke. We actually thought it was disrespectful. His agent, Rocky Arsenault, told ESPN this afternoon. So, didn't play so well.
That doesn't sound good.
He's been using Tony Pollard. I mean, in the sense that you got yourself a good value pick there. Well, they get him in the fourth, I think it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the fourth round. But he's been using him publicly to negotiate this deal and kind of, I guess, take away leverage from Zeke. We've all looked at it like, come on, Jerry.
Yep.
Like, that's not, we all love Tony Pollard to death, but he's not Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
And looks like, Maybe it might come back to haunt him, some of this talking publicly.
Well, he already wasn't offering him a discount. What's he going to do, ask for more money? I mean, it ain't like,
That's true. I mean,
Ezekiel ain't sitting out.
I guess Ezekiel has lost quite a bit of leverage.
Right. It's true, And now whether or not I still think the Cowboys should get this done. I think the onus is on the Cowboys to get it done because the offense is built around him, and we don't know what Dak Prescott looks like without Ezekiel Elliott back there.
Mine is more so in the fact that Dak is asking for so much money in the sense that you and I both agree that thing's built around Ezekiel Elliott, but you're in a time in the NFL where you don't pay the running back. The quarterback, when he wants his money, is going and again, you don't want to go down the new road. You think you got a winner and a leader. You got to give it to them. Dude, if they give Dak 35, 33, whatever it is, it means less for him. And so every situation's gone. What felt like, John, that starting out, Ezekiel had all the leverage in the world. Melvin Gordon was the guy who didn't. It's just day by day here. It's whether it's again, and I know he got cleared on the there'll be no, he's not going to get arrested on the crash thing from a couple of years ago, all that stuff. And the bump in the other kid or whatever, none of that's going to go down. But he's just quietly, it feels like, lost leverage here from as the days have gone on. Hadn't helped him that Tony Pollard's looked good, but again, I think that's more. Dallas knows what they've got in Ezekiel Elliott. There's no question about it. They're going to have to give him some money at some point.
Yeah. Now, we have seen we have seen Dak in a smaller sample size without Ezekiel Elliott, right? Because suspensions, whatever, and injury, and he doesn't look great. Like, he just doesn't look great. And I wouldn't want to go through a full season, you know, if it comes to that point, if the impasse extends of the whole season, and Zeke just says, you know what, I'm sitting out. I think, you know, you lose your play action ability. You know, Dak loses effectiveness. Like, and you'll see it. Like,
oh, eventually.
Like, this isn't something I'm making up.
And you better go committee, because if you go into this thinking from what he's shown you in this preseason that Tony Pollard's all of a sudden some three-down back forward, you know, a guy that can handle that kind of load, the same kind of load you give Zeke, you're going to get that guy broken up. Mm-hmm. It's just not the case. He's never been that at any level he's been. I mean, particularly not here at Memphis, clearly. He was a compliment. There's no question about it. That's what – it'd be perfect for Dallas. And I feel it will get to this situation where you've got Zeke in there and you're throwing them that change of pace, that change of that explosiveness in Pollard, throwing it at them. But again, he is no Zeke. You cannot look at him as sort of a guy can handle it. You don't have Zeke, you better go committee. Better get Morris and everybody else up on the line. You're going to be running quite a few people.
All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
49ers Broncos tonight. It's on ESPN. Starting getting us in the mood of Monday night football.
Yes, sir.
And I've
yes,
got a
sir.
Feeling. I've just got a – again, I wouldn't go out on the street corner and shout it out. But I got a feeling the Broncos are going to be a little bit more of a factor in the West than we think. I think Joe Flacco, who I've been on and I know has a – he's got something to prove. Baltimore moving on without him. I think he still thinks he's got something left to tank. I believe physically he does. I know he'll be motivated. I got a feeling, John, a sneaky little feeling they might end up – right there with the Chargers or better than the Chargers this season in the AFC West. There's your hot take.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Because that defense still good.
I know Jason's given up on watching baseball.
I have no eyebrows now.
Not giving up. We won 2 out of 3 with Pittsburgh.
You all played good in the Little League field yesterday.
Thank you.
That was a good game. You beat the Pirates.
We needed it.
The Cardinals play tonight. They take on the Brewers. They are in first place in the National League Central.
Well, we're tied with you. Just in percentage points, you're better.
Mm-hmm. What do you got, John?
All right, so I'll be checking out our Facebook page. If you want to win one of these really good-looking T-shirts courtesy of Tiger Bookstore, you got to go over to our Facebook page, Jason and John. Like the page and leave us a review for your chance to win. We're giving away 7 of them, so you can win to the Ole Miss game in a couple of weeks. You'll look good doing it. So, again, go to the Facebook page. It's Jason and John. Like the page, then leave us a review for a chance to win one of these 7 shirts that we have. So I will be checking that out over on the Facebook page too. Day. That is going to do it for us on the show today. As always, the show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today, Mr. College Football Tony Barnhart, Jason Fitz, and Ivan Mizell. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John.
Congrats, Rock.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway.
University of Memphis.
The Grizzlies Western Conference Finals.
Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger Football. The SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC. The Redbirds. A World Golf Championship. Celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN. It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSoto Auto Sales. DesotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DesotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Do you take pride in your work to provide the best life for your family? Then you are exactly who we need on our team. Come join the fastest-growing HVAC and plumbing company in Memphis. We have immediate openings for HVAC installers and plumbers. We offer health insurance and excellent pay. Even better, we have year-round work. Apply today, bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Christian Brothers University is committed to preparing graduates to address complex problems and deliver innovative solutions on the job. We offer flexible degrees and graduate certificates that work for you. Interested in getting an MBA or master's degree in education? Maybe you're considering advancing your career with a grad certificate in engineering management or data analytics, or maybe our physician's assistant program has your interest. Get details by attending CBU's upcoming graduate information session. Register online at cbu.edu/graduate. That's cbu.edu/graduate.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at stitchfix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. stitchfix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
It's 2 p.m. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.